School life. You will hear six people telling stories about school life. Choose from the list, A to I, the statement that each speaker makes. For each speaker, there is only one correct answer. Put the corresponding letter, A to I, into the correct box. There are three extra statements which you will not need. You will hear the recording twice. You have 1 minute to look at the task. You will have 30 seconds to finalise your answers after the second listening. Speaker 1.
I get decent grades, but my poor study habits made success in AP Chemistry impossible. The only way I could graduate was to pass summer school, somewhere I never thought I'd be. I'm Desmond Megley with a commentary from Youth Radio. It was an early morning at the start of summer break, and I was trapped in a room full of tired teenagers. I sank low in my seat, embarrassed that when another student recognized me in the classroom earlier, he had joked, "What are you doing here? I thought you were smart." However, as the class progressed, I realized that I had just underapplied myself in a challenging course. My teacher this summer was strict, but her lessons explained each unit concisely. Work seemed less daunting than it had during the school year. It wasn't easy, but the 4 weeks passed, and before I knew it, so had I. I didn't just learn chemistry. I learned that trying something over again is an opportunity, not an embarrassment. I can't help making mistakes, but I can control how I handle their consequences. And there's one other thing that this experience has taught me. I'm not interested in a chemistry major. For Youth Radio, I'm Desmond Megley.
Speaker 2.
Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep with a story of the public's right to know. Germany, like the U.S., has freedom of information laws. The government is not supposed to keep secrets without a good reason. A German student used his state's law to request access to his final exam before the test date. The Guardian reports that he is not likely to succeed because the state can say no, but German officials are promising an answer by the deadline, April 21st. It's Morning Edition.
Speaker 3.
The whole class stood still, but I wanted to step up. I'm Akimi Weaver with a commentary from Youth Radio. One day, my teacher instructed us all to participate in a game where you stand in a line and step up if a certain question applies to who you are and step back if it doesn't. The teacher said, "Step up if you love to read." As I looked down the line of my 25 classmates, I noticed that everyone was still, like lumps. A lot of my peers complain when it's time for silent reading, calling it stupid and boring. Some of them act like they do it just so they won't get a detention. From the age of 2, I've always been a reader, so why did I become one of those lumps and not move up? I felt like a traitor to my own identity. I was afraid that if I stepped up, all of the things people say about reading would be directed towards me. But if I could go back to that game, I would step forward to set an example for those whose biggest critics are themselves. For Youth Radio, I'm Akimi Weaver.
Speaker 4.
Good morning, I'm Renee Montaigne. They say millennials aren't used to hearing no. So when Duke University sent Siobhan Odell a rejection letter, she turned the tables. The 17-year-old wrote back, "After careful consideration, I am unable to accept your refusal to offer me admission." She continued her rejection of Duke in the exact language it had rejected her. In the end, she's headed for a school that she doesn't have to reject. She was accepted by the University of South Carolina. It's Morning Edition.
Speaker 5.
One of the hardest things in high school is not having a computer at home. And for me, it's not as easy as going out and buying one. I'm Katori Goodman with a commentary from Youth Radio. Most of my teachers aren't always mindful of that. They always tell me to go to the library or stay after school to complete my computer work. But what they don't understand is that I have after-school commitments like a job and school clubs and programs. At home over the weekend, I hand-wrote 3 pages on notebook paper, but for obvious reasons, I wasn't able to type it. So a few days later, when I should have been headed to my pre-calculus class, I instead found myself in our school's computer lab typing the paper. I ended up missing the whole class and part of lunch, and now I'm behind in math. I live in the age of technology, but unfortunately, that doesn't mean I have access to it. For Youth Radio, I'm Katori Goodman.
Speaker 6.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. Of all the ways to declare a snow day, this may be the best. The Moses Brown School in Providence, Rhode Island released a music video featuring the head of school.
School is closed, cause it snowed so much last night. School is closed, so stay at home and see it die.
So that song will be stuck in your head all day. It's Morning Edition.
Now listen to the recording again. Speaker 1.
I get decent grades, but my poor study habits made success in AP Chemistry impossible. The only way I could graduate was to pass summer school, somewhere I never thought I'd be. I'm Desmond Megley with a commentary from Youth Radio. It was an early morning at the start of summer break, and I was trapped in a room full of tired teenagers. I sank low in my seat. Embarrassed that when another student recognized me in the classroom earlier, he had joked, "What are you doing here? I thought you were smart." However, as the class progressed, I realized that I had just underapplied myself in a challenging course. My teacher this summer was strict, but her lessons explained each unit concisely. Work seemed less daunting than it had during the school year. It wasn't easy, but the 4 weeks passed, and before I knew it, so had I. I didn't just learn chemistry. I learned that trying something over again is an opportunity, not an embarrassment. I can't help making mistakes, but I can control how I handle their consequences. And there's one other thing that this experience has taught me. I'm not interested in a chemistry major. For Youth Radio, I'm Desmond Megley.
Speaker 2.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep with a story of the public's right to know. Germany, like the U.S., has freedom of information laws. The government is not supposed to keep secrets without a good reason. A German student used his state's law to request access to his final exam before the test date. The Guardian reports that he is not likely to succeed because the state can say no, but German officials are promising an answer by the deadline, April 21st. It's Morning Edition.
Speaker 3.
The whole class stood still, but I wanted to step up. I'm Akimi Weaver with a commentary from Youth Radio. One day, my teacher instructed us all to participate in a game where you stand in a line and step up if a certain question applies to who you are and step back if it doesn't. The teacher said, "Step up if you love to read." As I looked down the line of my 25 classmates, I noticed that everyone was still, like lumps. A lot of my peers complain when it's time for silent reading, calling it stupid and boring. Some of them act like they do it just so they won't get a detention. From the age of 2, I've always been a reader, so why did I become one of those lumps and not move up? I felt like a traitor to my own identity. I was afraid that if I stepped up, all of the things people say about reading would be directed towards me. But if I could go back to that game, I would step forward to set an example for those whose biggest critics are themselves. For Youth Radio, I'm Akimi Weaver.
Speaker 4.
Good morning, I'm Renee Montaigne. They say millennials aren't used to hearing no. So when Duke University sent Siobhan Odell a rejection letter, she turned the tables. The 17-year-old wrote back, "After careful consideration, I am unable to accept your refusal to offer me admission." She continued her rejection of Duke in the exact language it had rejected her. In the end, she's headed for a school that she doesn't have to reject. She was accepted by the University of South Carolina. It's Morning Edition.
Speaker 5.
One of the hardest things in high school is not having a computer at home. And for me, it's not as easy as going out and buying one. I'm Katori Goodman with a commentary from Youth Radio. Most of my teachers aren't always mindful of that. They always tell me to go to the library or stay after school to complete my computer work. But what they don't understand is that I have after-school commitments like a job and school clubs and programs. At home over the weekend, I hand-wrote 3 pages on notebook paper, but for obvious reasons, I wasn't able to type it. So a few days later, when I should have been headed to my pre-calculus class, I instead found myself in our school's computer lab typing the paper. I ended up missing the whole class and part of lunch, and now I'm behind in math. I live in the age of technology, but unfortunately, that doesn't mean I have access to it. For Youth Radio, I'm Katori Goodman.
Speaker 6.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. Of all the ways to declare a snow day, this may be the best. The Moses Brown School in Providence, Rhode Island released a music video featuring the head of school.
School is closed, cause it snowed so much last night. School is closed, so stay at home and sit tight.
So that song will be stuck in your head all day. It's Morning Edition.